talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to lead off with a piece of really breaking news. Late yesterday, the U.S. Senate confirmed Tom Barrett to be the ambassador to Luxembourg. Tom Barrett, ambassador to Luxembourg, he cleared the committee 2 days ago. Yesterday, they did the deed, and they confirmed him. Now, it's important, and Tom is eminently qualified, and it's about time. But what's going on here? How did he get confirmed so quickly? Why did he get confirmed so quickly? Part of it is that it saves the city of Milwaukee $700,000 to simply combine this mayoral race for the new mayor with the spring elections. There's going to be a primary anyway for judges and other positions in February, general election in April. If Tom Barrett resigns the mayorship now that he's the ambassador and he does it by January 1, they can simply put the mayor race, the primary and the general, on that ballot, and they don't have to pay 700 grand to do special elections. But that isn't why the Republicans lifted their hold. I'm going to tell you what happened. Ron Johnson yesterday said he supports Barrett. He didn't support Barrett until he and Moscow Mitch had talked to Cruz. Cruz, the serpent Cruz, senator from Texas, has put a hold on more than 50 ambassadorships, including our ambassador to the EU, our ambassador to major allies. And this is being done by the Republican Party to disrupt our foreign policy, injure Joe Biden, and injure the Democratic Party going into the 2022 elections. In my view, it should injure the Republican Party if people are paying attention when they're using ambassadorships like that, holding them up, hurting the country, hurting our foreign policy for their own political advantage. In any event, here's how the conversation went. Here's how the conversation went. Johnson, Moscow Mitch go to Ted Cruz's office and they say, look, Ron Johnson's in trouble in Wisconsin. He needs every advantage he can get. We've already set up the motions to put two of their Democratic mayors in jail, the mayor of Green Bay and the mayor of Madison. There's a hearing in Waukesha County on January 21. With any luck, they'll be in jail. We've got to show some leniency to somebody. Barrett's been in for almost 20 years. He's not seen as a controversial person. We don't want him going around the state campaigning for the Democratic nominee against Ron Johnson. Also, the people running to succeed him are easily attackable by the Republican Party and the nativist base. Depending on who wins the primary, they can be attacked on race. They can be attacked on gender and closeness to progressivism. There's a lot of opportunity there. Milwaukee has got to be seen as the other by the Republican Party. And that's harder to do with Barrett in there. And what Cruz said is, but what does Putin say? Will he let us release Barrett? And Ron Johnson, Moscow Mitch said, we had Comrade Trump call Comrade Putin. Comrade Putin consents to the release of this ambassadorship because Luxembourg has no geopolitical significance. But we are not authorized to release the ambassador to the United Nations, to the European Union, or to any other allies of the United States. Then they said, okay. Then Ron Johnson can announce he's supporting him, and he gets to go to Luxembourg. When he goes to Luxembourg, by the way, his title will be Ambassador Extraordinary Plenipotentiary of the United States of America to the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. And that's how he'll be announced. Sam will go in with something probably that looks like a salad plate medal hanging around his neck. And I'm kidding. I don't know. Tom's a very down-to-earth guy. And they will announce the Ambassador Extraordinary Plenipotentiary of the United States of America to the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg and his wife. And then there'll be some ceremonial music and he walks in. This is terrific stuff. Terrific stuff. Good way to end up a career. Terrific stuff. But it does save 700 grand, but it wasn't done to save 700 grand. It was done because they want to make Milwaukee look like the other. Tom Barrett makes them their job much more difficult. They're already trying to throw two mayors in jail, believe it or not, because they didn't give Gableman the deference that he wanted. They didn't agree to be interrogated in private by his guerrillas. So if you're going to throw the mayor of Green Bay and Mayor Madison in jail, maybe you should do a little something nice for the mayor of Milwaukee. But no, not on itself. Only because it suits their purposes. The Serpent Cruise should not be permitted to tie up more than 50 ambassadors. And the Serpent Hawley should not be permitted to tie up State Department and National Security Agency appointments, which they're doing just on their own. In Moscow, Mitch is going along with it, and the Republicans are going along with it. And there's no break of the filibuster with Manchin and Sinema. And this is all done to try to weaken Joe Biden, weaken the Democratic Party going into the 2022 election. So none of this is on Barrett. Barrett's a good guy. He's going to be the ambassador. Congratulate him. But it would be naive to think that this was done by accident. It would be naive to think that this was done by accident. And speaking of things that aren't done by accident, candidates, Republican candidates around the country realize that Trump's endorsement in a primary is pure gold in many of their states, many of the red states. So, and if not his endorsement, at least his neutrality, not attacking them. They're all flocking to Mar-a-Lago to hold events and to pay Trump to host their events. To host their events. You can't get a booking in Mar-a-Lago. Senate candidates, governor candidates all around the country. Herschel Walker had one and he raised more than $1 million for his campaign and for an allied super PAC. The very next evening, Trump sat down with 20 couples. And listen to this, 20 couples who paid 250 grand each to his MAGA super PAC. 250 large, 250 grand, 250,000 simoleons, a lot of cabbage, a lot of cabbage. These people are afraid of Trump. They all want his endorsement or at least his neutrality. In 2021, so far, there have been 30 Republican events through mid-December. Alone, paid Trump for holding them at Mar-a-Lago. In 2020, there were only 13 all year, and most of them were paid by Trump for his reelection campaign. But this is a gold mine. It's not just a gold mine for Trump. They're all flocking down there, hoping that Trump will show up at their event, even though he doesn't show up at their event. They're hoping that maybe he'll walk through the dining room, or maybe they'll see him out on the golf course. This is getting very strange. And I took a look at the list of all the people, all the 30 that did it. Some of them he's endorsed. Some of them are races in which he hasn't made an endorsement yet. There was at least one of them where he endorsed the opponent of the individual. And they're trying to suck up. This is very, very sad. I mean, this is very sad. Predictable. Predictable. But the Republican Party is throwing events for the Republican Party, not just their individual candidates at his place. What they're doing is they're paying his legal fees in some cases out of the Republican National Committee. They're treating him in every respect as if he's the nominee in waiting. Part of that is because they have nobody else that would stand the light of day. They have nobody else who's realistically, people wouldn't scream and run the other way if they saw him in an alley. They have some good people. If they nominated Liz Cheney, that would be a tough race. She has a lot of integrity. She's very conservative. I differ from her on a lot of issues, but she's a person of integrity, has read the Constitution. Adam Kinzinger is another one, but somebody pointed out the other day, well, that's great, but they're not all that high profile nationally. Why aren't some real big hitters jumping in on this, showing some spine, standing up for the Constitution? The answer is because that party is moribund, it's dead, and it's tending towards fascism. And there's nobody there that is the stature of a historical figure who will stand up for it. I was talking to some people at an event last night, and one woman said, why don't the Democrats start acting as if they won the election? Why don't the Democrats start acting if they won? It's a great question. We did win the election. And so there's this whole range of criminal behavior, cyber ninja audits, suppression of the vote, flat out bald-faced lies about something wrong with the election, the insurrection, and everything else. And our response has just been business as usual, that people obviously understand that this is a lie. No, they won't obviously understand it. When John Kerry was swift-boated in 2004, he did get the Silver Star for heroism in Vietnam. He did get the Purple Heart. George W. Bush's people lied and said that he didn't. George W. Bush deserted the military in the sense that he was in the National Guard and stopped going to meetings, wouldn't show up for his physical, so they wouldn't let him up in an airplane. And this clown attacks a guy with the Silver Star, and our people go, well, people know the truth. People don't know the truth. They know what they hear. They know what they hear on the street. That's all they know. They don't read. They don't pay attention. Why don't we start acting as if we won the last election? Because we did win the last election. And now these clowns are flocking to Mar-a-Lago, paying Trump to hold events. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.